It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting with us today on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us. And as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio, to share with you the wonderful love of God and how He bestowed His love upon mankind by giving His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die in our place, shedding His blood to buy salvation for us. We are so glad we have the opportunity to be with you during this Christmas season and to share with you the wonderful gift that God has given, that first Christmas gift of Jesus Christ. We're going to be taking a look at a couple of verses in the Old Testament today, but before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of the first song that he's going to sing for us is titled, Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Is no strength.
flame is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy and grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the
night. It was a holy night because we were given a holy gift. That holy gift was the Lord Jesus Christ, the divine gift of God. And even though the Bible teaches that we have many gifts that come from God, such as we find in Romans 11:29, for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance, and in James 1:17, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every gift that God has promised us is based on receiving the Lord Jesus Christ, God's perfect gift that we must receive in order to have salvation. Yes, we have the gifts and the calling of God which are without repentance. God does not want to call back any of the gifts, any of the calling that he gives to us, because his gifts are perfect. But all of the gifts that God gives are based on the perfect gift of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have Jesus Christ as your Savior, you cannot have access to the gifts and the calling that God wants to give to you. Those things that God says are without repentance, he won't change his mind about those gifts and calling, but the way that you receive those gifts and calling is by receiving Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, my friend, if you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation that was given by God because of his love for you, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ, God's gift to mankind, as your Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. We'd like to invite you to come to our services today. Starting at 9:45, we have Sunday school, and then our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services, but unless you're providentially hindered, don't wait till Wednesday night to be with us at Tabernacle Baptist Church. Be with us this morning at 9:45 in Sunday school at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website. If you go to www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift of salvation and what the Bible says about it, and also how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will pull up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church and give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, let's listen to another song by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina. The name of the second song that he's going to sing for us is titled "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above, while mortals sleep.
The perfect gift that God gave was sent to Bethlehem. We have that prophesied in the book of Micah, chapter number 5, verse number 2. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from old, from everlasting. This description of the Lord Jesus Christ, describing him as the everlasting Son of God, who came to this earth to be born in a manger in a place called Bethlehem. If you read in Luke 2, you'll find that Mary and Joseph were not living in Bethlehem, but God orchestrated everything so by the time Jesus was born, he would be born in that little town of Bethlehem, in a stable, laid in a manger. God's word is so wonderful as he, through the writers of the New Testament, gives the account of the birth of Christ. And as we look at the preparation that was done for Jesus to come into this world, there is a question that's asked by the song and an answer that we have from God's word. The song, sung by evangelist Bruce Fry from Carthage, North Carolina, is titled, Mary, Did You Know?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy gives sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you have kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great. Know
what Mary knew, because we have it recorded for us in Luke chapter number 1, starting with verse number 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph in the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed. We know that Mary knew everything that was brought to her in this message from the Lord. But there's also one other thing that Mary knew that she told the angel, and this is found in verse number 38. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. She said, I am his servant. I am his handmaid. Mary didn't have to know many things, but to know that she was a servant of the Lord, that she was willing to do anything that God had for her because she was his handmaid. The book of Isaiah is filled with prophecy about the coming Messiah. He prophesied about the birth of the Messiah. He also prophesied about the suffering that the Messiah would face for others. But in the two places that I'd like to share with you today, Isaiah is very precise about the Lord's coming and what it was to be like. We find first this prophecy in Isaiah 7:14, where Isaiah said, Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. There are those that claim that this verse does not talk about a virgin, but that the sign that God will give is that God will have a girl bring forth a son. But that's not miraculous. There are many that bring forth sons. The miraculous thing, the sign that God would bring, is what is told us in the Bible, because it's not a sign when a woman has a baby, but it is a sign when a virgin has a baby. And when it says here, the Lord himself shall give you a sign, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, we have a description of what takes place in Luke chapter 1, as Gabriel talks to Mary. But just a couple of chapters over, you find in Isaiah 9, starting with verse number 6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Isn't that what Gabriel told Mary when she asks, How shall these things be? And the angel responded with God nothing shall be impossible. But notice verse number 6, For unto us a child is born, that is Jesus, as he is born in Bethlehem, on his mother's side of the family, the Son of Man. Unto us a son is given, that is the Son of God, given from everlasting to come to this earth to die in our place, so that we might have everlasting life. The Son is given is from the Father's side. And when Jesus came into this world, he would take the place of all mankind to die on an old rugged cross so that he could become wonderful to those that would call upon him, counselor to those who receive him as Savior, the mighty God who had power to wash away all sin, the everlasting Father that would adopt us into the family, the Prince of Peace who would give us the peace that passeth all understanding. These two verses give the indication of how Jesus would come into the world and who Jesus would be. In the fullness of the time, God sent His Son. He sent His Son so that you and I might have everlasting life. Now, my friend, this time of year, when you hear the Christmas carols and you see the lights and the manger scenes and you're reminded about what God did for you through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, please don't let this time slip by. Don't let the conviction of your sin go away. Don't try to bury that conviction. God is trying to get your attention so that He can give you the gift of salvation. Confess that you're a sinner. Repent of your sin and ask Jesus to save you. He has promised that He would, and by doing so, you can receive the gift of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to buy salvation for you so that you could have His salvation as a gift, that gift of eternal life. And my friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, don't forget about what Jesus did for you. Don't forget about how He came to this earth so that you could have everlasting life. Don't forget about the price that He paid when He died on the cross of Calvary. Don't forget about the love that He gave to you. We love Him, the Bible says, because He first loved us. Yield to the perfect will of God and know the fellowship of walking with the One who saved your soul so that you can have the joy of the Lord, so that you can come before His presence with singing, not only because you're saved and on your way to heaven, but because you're living for Him down here in a victorious life as God has promised to those who would abide by His word. Success comes from serving the Lord once you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And my friend, if I can help you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible studies at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."